Chapter 12, Cyberspace Considerations During Multinational Operations. The chapter begins with a discussion of influences of cyberspace operations on multinational operations. Next, the chapter describes cyberspace operations support to multinational partners. Then the chapter discusses the cyberspace operations command structure, followed by a discussion of synchronization with other operations and then communication systems principles. The chapter concludes with a checklist for considerations for commanders and staffs. Influences of cyberspace operations on multinational operations. Cyberspace operations impact multinational operations on land and in the other domains. These operations rely heavily on the electromagnetic spectrum and integration of cyberspace with other capabilities. Impact of cyberspace operations on multinational operations. Cyberspace can vastly impact a multinational operation. C2, fires, intelligence, sustainment data, and even the local news can pass through cyberspace and the electromagnetic spectrum. To understand the impact cyberspace has in multinational operations, commanders must understand United States and multinational partners' reliance on cyberspace-enabled capabilities. They also must recognize how units move and store data and information. Lastly, commanders understand how sharing information provides Army, joint, and multinational forces an ability to gather knowledge and project power. Knowing when and how to leverage cyberspace capabilities can help multinational commanders achieve positions of information advantage. Having the ability to act faster, commanders can affect threat decision cycles and guide the perceived available threat COAs by leveraging cyberspace-enabled capabilities. Dependency on the electromagnetic spectrum. The multinational force largely depends on the electromagnetic spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum is a major transport medium for cyberspace. Commanders can use the electromagnetic spectrum to send and receive friendly communications and to generate effects. Friendly, neutral, and threat users develop and implement wireless cyberspace capabilities using spectrum-dependent devices, all of which are vulnerable to detection and electromagnetic effects. Integrating cyberspace with other capabilities. Cyberspace operations, integrated with lethal and other non-lethal capabilities, may provide separate or complementary effects. Some of these capabilities include cyberspace as it addresses cybersecurity, cyberspace defense, cyberspace attack, cyberspace situational awareness. Weapon platforms as they address long-range precision fires, rocket and cannon artillery, maneuver platforms. Information advantage as it addresses military information support operations, public affairs, social media, intelligence, media polarization. A multinational force prevents threats from gaining an advantage in cyberspace while seeking to create and exploit weaknesses for the threat. Delivering strategic-level effects across the globe is almost instantaneous. Staffs observe carefully when planning, integrating, and synchronizing cyberspace effects with capabilities from other domains to prevent unintended effects in friendly and neutral systems that depend on cyberspace. Members from multiple countries in a multinational force may contribute capabilities or manning to the cyberspace element of a combined joint task force. When transitioning to become a part of a combined joint task force, joint and multinational military units have the option of maintaining the cyberspace and electromagnetic warfare section separately from the joint electromagnetic spectrum operations cell. Coordinating with multinational partners. Organizing and executing cyberspace operations within multinational operations require a robust liaison effort. Effective liaison mitigates complications caused by differences in policy and facilitates system integration and information sharing. Differences in national standards and laws pertaining to sovereignty in cyberspace may affect the willingness or the legality of a partner's participation in cyberspace operations. Information sharing. Multinational forces coordinate with information sharing. Information sharing with multinational partners is essential when multinational forces operate together. Connectivity issues can compound interoperability challenges among multinational partners. Hardware and software incompatibilities, differing technical standards, And information security or cybersecurity policy may cause gaps in security or capabilities that require additional effort to overcome. These issues often hinder all coordination in the collection, dissemination, and sharing of information among multinational partners. It is necessary to communicate cyberspace-related information at the appropriate security classification level with the broadest releasability allowed by policy. To effectively integrate cyberspace capabilities and effects into multinational operations, commanders and staff need to understand foreign disclosure processes and the classification and releasability considerations for cyberspace capabilities. Mission Partner Network. Multinational forces coordinate using the MPN. The MPN relies on common technical standards, configurations, and security policies among partner nations to maintain a secure network. United States forces mitigate information sharing challenges by planning and executing operations using a secret, releasable MPN. Synchronizing cyberspace operations. Multinational forces coordinate by synchronizing cyberspace operations. Most planning and synchronization in a multinational operation occurs on a secret, releasable MPN, whereas most cyberspace operations planning takes place at a higher security classification. Security restrictions may prevent full disclosure of some cyberspace capabilities or planning, which may severely limit synchronization efforts. Effective synchronization requires the use of systems and information at the lowest appropriate security classification level. It is easier to coordinate cyberspace mission operations with allies and NATO partners than it is with non-allied multinational partners. This is based on the foreign disclosure processes, releasability of information, national capabilities, political leadership, common mission analysis and execution methodologies, and a common language. Cybersecurity. Multinational forces implement cybersecurity when coordinating with mission partners. Commanders ensure adherence to cybersecurity procedures when conducting cyberspace operations with non-governmental organizations and multinational partners. Planning with non-governmental organizations may be necessary for foreign humanitarian assistance, peacekeeping operations, and CMO. Incorporation of these organizations into an operation requires the commander to balance the need of the non-governmental organization for information with operation security considerations. Strategic-level planning to include non-governmental organizations into multinational operations often requires coordination with cyberspace defense. Sovereignty. Each nation has sovereignty over cyberspace components within its geographic area. The use of a nation's cyberspace requires coordination and negotiation through formal approvals and certifications. Additionally, coordination seeks to develop an interoperable cyberspace defense capability. Considerations for coordination are given to adjacent countries, particularly if forces stage, train, or operate within these countries. Likewise, compatibility of protective measures, such as countermeasures, is essential to avoid system fratricide that degrades protection for all. Multinational integration. Multinational forces coordinate and integrate cyberspace operations to achieve unity of effort. The commander of the multinational force integrates cyberspace capabilities and effects from different nations to achieve the desired end state. The multinational staff understands the capabilities and limits of cyberspace resources used by other nations in the multinational force and incorporate them into the plan. Shared education, training, experience, and capabilities increase the multinational force's ability to protect combined cyberspace assets and mitigate capability gaps in any single nation's cyberspace capacity. Protecting host nation infrastructure. Multinational forces coordinate to protect the host nation infrastructure. Host nation organic cyberspace infrastructure presents a significant attack surface for threat cyberspace attacks aimed at disrupting key civil activities, such as transportation, power generation, banking, and media. For example, a cyberspace attack may attempt to disrupt rail transportation necessary to evacuate non-combatants from a potential conflict zone. Some nations' cyberspace defense capabilities may not be adequate to defeat these attacks. Multinational forces coordinate to set the conditions to protect the host nation infrastructure through surveys prior to conflict, identifying vulnerabilities and potential targets. Interagency and industry partnerships coordinate the expedited acquisition and implementation of cyberspace defense capabilities and measures. When multinational forces augment host nation cyberspace defense, cyberspace professionals ensure their activities and operations comply with the law of armed conflict, treaties or international agreements, domestic laws and policies, and applicable host nation laws. Coordinating multinational forces and partner efforts protects the host nation's ability to continue necessary civil functions if the situation crosses the threshold into crisis or armed conflict. Understanding cyberspace capabilities. Multinational forces coordination relies on commanders understanding cyberspace capabilities. Multinational force commanders at all echelons understand the defensive and offensive capabilities that cyberspace operations contribute to multinational operations, the risks associated with not understanding cyberspace capabilities, and the impact to operations when friendly forces are denied the use of cyberspace capabilities. Cyberspace operations bring essential capabilities with unique tools to influence, enable, and enhance all mission areas. Unit commanders clearly understand available cyberspace capabilities that contribute to operations and how best to use those capabilities. Refer to FM3-12 for more information about defensive and offensive cyberspace capabilities. Cybersecurity and cyberspace defense. Multinational forces coordinate when preparing cybersecurity and cyberspace defense. It is critical that commanders and staffs identify and plan for the security and defense of mission-critical capabilities and key cyberspace terrain. Key terrain corresponds to nodes, links, processes, or assets in cyberspace, whether part of the physical, logical, or cyber persona layer. Refer to FM3-12 for more information about key terrain in cyberspace. Key terrain in cyberspace may include locations in cyberspace where information and intelligence can be collected, locations in cyberspace that support network connectivity, entry points to friendly networks that require priorities for defense, locations in cyberspace that friendly forces require access for essential functions or capabilities. The defense of cyberspace assets supports mission assurance. Mission assurance is a process to protect or ensure the continued function and resilience of capabilities and assets, including personnel, equipment, facilities, networks, information and information systems, infrastructure, and supply chains, critical to the execution of Department of Defense Mission Essential Functions, JP3-26. Units protect friendly cyberspace to enable the conduct of their missions and provide indirect support to other operations. Cybersecurity. Cybersecurity establishes baseline network protection, network monitoring and threat detection, incident analysis and response, and cyber incident mitigation and remediation. Cybersecurity personnel apply measures to secure the network against all known vulnerabilities and exploits. A network attack identified during network monitoring and threat detection will trigger cyberspace defense actions. Cyberspace defense. Cyberspace defense preserves the ability to use friendly cyberspace capabilities and protect data, networks, cyberspace, enabled devices, and other designated systems by defeating ongoing or imminent malicious cyberspace activities. Intelligence estimates inform cyberspace defense efforts to recommend defensive measures to deny threat actors the ability to access and affect friendly networks. Cyberspace defense forces integrate and synchronize their activities at all echelons to share network situational awareness, assess network security, maintain readiness, and recommend changes to the network cybersecurity baseline. Cyberspace offense. Offensive cyberspace capabilities provide commanders a way to deny, degrade, disrupt, destroy, and manipulate an enemy's ability to maneuver in cyberspace. Preserving friendly freedom of action in cyberspace while denying the same to the enemy allows commanders to achieve an information advantage. Commanders understand that cyberspace effects can support maneuver efforts all the way from the strategic level, influence and deterrence, to the tactical level, disruption or destruction of threat capability, to destroy or otherwise limit an enemy's ability to tactically maneuver. Targeting for cyberspace follows the existing targeting process. However, due to the restrictive authorities for cyberspace offense, Commanders and staffs identify potential targets early through the joint targeting process and add them to the geographic combatant commander's target list with sufficient time for approval before the effects are needed. Refer to FM3-12 for more information about requests for cyberspace effects. Cyberspace Operations Staff. Multinational forces coordinate for information sharing. When attached to a multinational force headquarters, dedicated cyberspace personnel understand the available range of cyberspace capabilities and provide input during mission analysis, planning, and targeting. Cyberspace operations staffs understand the commander's intent, mission, and schemes of fire and maneuver to integrate cyberspace capabilities and effects thoroughly into planning. The cyberspace operations staff informs commanders of available cyberspace assets and recommends how to best use cyberspace capabilities in all phases of an operation to support the overall scheme of maneuver. Commanders and staffs must understand that effects in the land, maritime, air, and space domains can also create effects in cyberspace. The cyberspace operations staff can identify and nominate cyberspace targets for lethal and non-lethal targeting. Once a commander approves a COA, the staff synchronizes desired cyberspace effects through the targeting process to deconflict with lethal and other non-lethal fires capabilities and to prioritize the use of resources. Cyber support to the multinational task force. Currently, no cyberspace multinational operations doctrine exists. Each alliance or coalition develops its own protocols and plans. United States planning for joint operations accommodates and complements such protocols and plans for the potential use of United States cyberspace forces to protect multinational force networks. Refer to JP3-12 for more information on cyber support. Combatant commanders direct joint cyberspace operations within their respective areas of responsibility with support from U.S. Cybercom and assigned cyberspace forces. U.S. Cybercom assigns operational cyberspace forces to the Joint Operations Commander based on the needs of the operational environment and availability. The Joint Cyberspace Center and Theater Network Operations Control Center collaborate with U.S. Cybercom Cyberspace Support Element, the Defense Information Systems Agency, known as DISA, Enterprise Operations Center, and Service Component Department of Defense Information Network, known as DODIN, Operations Centers, to ensure effective operation and defense of the theater network. Centralized versus decentralized operations. Clearly established command relationships, unity of command, and unity of effort ensure timely and effective employment of cyberspace capabilities. However, the complex nature of cyberspace operations, where cyberspace forces can simultaneously operate at the global, theater, or joint operations area and tactical levels, requires adaptations to traditional C2 structures. Multinational forces generally employ centralized planning and decentralized execution of operations. Due to their ability to create effects far outside the AO, cyberspace operations require constant and detailed coordination at the theater and global levels to deconflict with other operations in theater. Certain cyberspace operations functions, including cyberspace defense and pursuit of global cyberspace threats, lend themselves to centralized planning and execution to meet multiple near real-time requirements for response. Multinational force commanders should integrate and synchronize centrally controlled cyberspace operations with regional or local cyberspace operations conducted by forces in the AO. For these reasons, there may be times when commanders exercise C2 of forces executing simultaneous global cyberspace operations and theater cyberspace operations, using supported and supporting command relationships under separate but synchronized chains of command. The supported commander integrates and synchronizes cyberspace operations into the concept of operations and detailed plans and orders. Deconfliction with national-level cyberspace operations. In partnership with U.S. Cybercom, the combatant command in the geographic location coordinates regionally with inter-organizational and multinational partners to deconflict combatant commander-directed cyberspace operations with DOD or other United States government cyberspace activities within the area of responsibility. As early as possible in the planning process, combatant commands gather cyberspace requirements from United States forces and UAPs in theater. The Combatant Command uses that information to provide U.S. Cybercom with enough details about Combatant Commander planned cyberspace operations to deconflict them with other United States government cyberspace activities. Each Combatant Command with a geographic mission has a theater-aligned combat mission team to provide cyberspace operations expertise and enable the Combatant Command staff to integrate operational and tactical-level cyberspace activities into operation plans. Joint Force Headquarters Cyberspace exercises operational control of combat mission teams and aligns teams to specific target sets within the area of responsibility. The Combatant Command staff and Joint Force Headquarters Cyberspace establish unity of command and unity of effort for the combatant commanders, or combined Joint Force commanders, cyberspace operations through direction of the combat mission teams. Synchronization with other operations. Cyberspace operations may create effects in the land, maritime, air, and space domains. Commanders can use cyberspace operations to affect threat capabilities. Commanders use their resources and knowledge of systemic operational behaviors to identify and mitigate unintended consequences. These unintended consequences can affect the following: cyberspace security governance addressing, policy and doctrine, key risk indicator identification, third-party cyberspace risk assessment, information technology and systems assessments such as digital, cloud, network, critical operations. Security assessments, network, data center, cloud, configuration, threat vulnerability, cyber. Cyberspace operations centers, log monitoring, threat intelligence. Cyberspace training and awareness for multinational operations. Security awareness, phishing simulation. Communications system principles. The complex nature of communications in cyberspace operations requires systems guided by principles in order to ensure mission success. The multinational force capitalizes on information and near-simultaneous dissemination to turn information into actions. An effective system helps the commander conduct distributed operations. Force employment decisions are influenced by the system's ability to network the force in an often contested operational environment. The network must be interoperable, agile, trusted, and shared to provide the flexibility to meet mission objectives. The network increases the operational effectiveness of multinational forces by enabling dispersed forces to operate, communicate, and maneuver more efficiently. That same network also enables forces to populate, access, and share a COP to attain the desired end state at all echelons. The Communications System Directorate of the Multinational Forces staff integrates each partner nation's network into the multinational communications system. Considerations. Effective C2 of multinational forces depends on the ability to share the right information with the right people at the right time. This synchronization improves unity of effort, reduces decision time, increases adaptability of forces, improves situational understanding, and provides greater precision in mission planning and execution. Information sharing requires sustained and responsible collaboration among all federal, state, local, tribal, territorial, private sector, and multinational partners. While innovation has enhanced the ability to share information, increased sharing creates potential vulnerabilities, requiring comprehensive cybersecurity practices. Commanders and staffs participating in multinational cyberspace operations should understand and consider partner nations' capabilities and limitations in creating cyberspace effects, including limitations due to national laws and policies. Applicable provisions of the law of armed conflict, treaties, national and international agreements, domestic laws and policies, and host nation laws. Challenges in connectivity and compatibility between United States and partner nations' cyberspace capabilities. Challenges in information sharing, releasability, and foreign disclosure to synchronize cyberspace operations among partner nations. Anticipation of and accounting for cyberspace and electromagnetic warfare effects, capabilities, constraints, and limitations. Shared situational understanding and common objectives for the operation.